are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabosky. President Biden says he's spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the killing of Yahya Sinwar. The Hamas leader, considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks, died this morning in the Gaza Strip during a firefight with Israeli forces. Biden says Sinwar's death provides an opportunity to turn the page in the Middle East after more than a year of fighting. Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder reaffirmed U.S. support for Israeli defense, calling Sinwar's death a major counterterrorism achievement. He also commented on new U.S. airstrikes targeting Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen.
U.S. military forces, including U.S. Air Force B-2 bombers, conducted precision strikes against 5 hardened underground weapons storage locations and Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen.
Just 19 days remain until Election Day. Vice President Kamala Harris is hitting 3 major cities in battleground Wisconsin. Former President Trump, meanwhile, addresses a dinner in New York City tonight. This is ABC. Officials say false claims about FEMA have damaged the agency's ability to respond to hurricanes Helene and Milton. The misinformation also leading to a tense standoff in Tennessee.
An angry armed group of people confronted relief workers in the Hurricane Helene disaster zone in Tennessee last weekend. Carter County Sheriff Mike Fraley.
Those FEMA workers, they're here to help. And if you don't want FEMA's help, then, you know, politely tell them so. But they are human beings just like we are.
Turns out the relief workers were not with FEMA at all, but were part of a volunteer group that's been responding to disasters for 20 years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Neiman Marcus is out with its annual catalog of extravagant Christmas gifts. The 2024 holiday book features a $20,000 jewel-encrusted Ma Yong set. Also in the catalog, an 18th century carriage designed for King Charles III that retails for $1.9 million. I'm Mike Dabosky, ABC News.
O'Reilly. It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. We'll test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour.
Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger. Avoid burning. But those winds will shove us to highs in the upper 60s today and the low 70s tomorrow. Save money with lower cost health insurance and better coverage. 1-800-693-9308. Right now, 66 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Israel's war in the Middle East intersecting with presidential politics in Milwaukee. On the UW-Milwaukee campus, Vice President Kamala Harris taking a break from campaigning to comment on the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar by the Israeli military.
Sinwar was responsible for the killing of thousands of innocent people.
Protesters opposing U.S. support of Israel's war in Gaza were outside the UWM Student Union. Harris moved on to campaign events in La Crosse and Green Bay. Wisconsin seeing elevated fire risks as we head into the weekend. And the Department of Natural Resources asking you to avoid burning due to that. In Manitowoc County, more charges in the Elijah Vu case. Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer, the little boy's mother and her boyfriend, have been criminally charged in his death. This is news on Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, Lotto draw games, and Fast Play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durant, Hikey Pharmacy, downtown Durant, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durant, and Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. Fiber optic internet service is coming to the city of Mondovi. After 2 years of planning and applying for grants, NTEC says it's ready to install the fiber optic for the city of Mondovi. Laura Gullickson says NTEC is asking for Mondovi residents to contact the company for input on where the new fiber optic lines can be installed.
We need input from all of the city residents. We really need people to contact us and let us know that they're willing for us to bury a fiber optic on their property. The reason we need to do that is to firm up our construction plans. If we can't bury, we'll have to put up aerial fiber, and we really don't want to do that. It's aesthetically unappealing, and it doesn't last as long when it's hanging up in the air.
Permission forms are available at Mondovi City Hall or by calling NTEC. Construction is expected to start this spring. The city of Menominee is holding a fall cleanup on the next four Mondays, starting October 21st. The city will pick up yard waste from the curb on those Mondays, and residents are asked to put out yard waste no earlier than a day before and no later than 7 a.m. on pickup day. Leaves, grass clipping, and garden waste need to be in a compostable paper bag. Any branches must be tied up and no longer than 4 feet. For more information, contact Menominee City Hall. Eau Claire County says its next budget will almost certainly have less money for local nonprofits. County Administrator Catherine Schaff says they are looking at a $5 million budget deficit next year, and cutting support for nonprofits is one of the ways to close the gap. That will likely mean 50% less money for places like the Bolton Refuge House, the Sojourner House Homeless Shelter, Family Resource Center, Library, and Chippewa Valley Museum. Schaff says the county has to change its priorities since Sacred Heart Hospital closed. She says there's just not enough money to pay for everything. One of Wisconsin's budget reform groups has questions for the state superintendent. The Institute for Reforming Government came out yesterday with a list of 10 questions for Superintendent Jill Utterly about the recent change to state standardized test scores. IRG wants to know more about Utterly's decision to change the test scores, who she spoke to about the changes, and whether she even told Governor Evers or state lawmakers that she planned to change the scores. Utterly says she made the changes to better reflect what Wisconsin school kids are actually learning. You're listening to WRDN News.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Most of Wisconsin is under a moderate fire danger this afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says most of the western two-thirds of the state and the northeastern corner of the state is under that moderate fire danger. Now, a burning ban has been started in Dunn County as of yesterday. The Menominee Fire Department says that ban will remain in effect until conditions improve. Meanwhile, Wabasha and Goodhue counties are under red flag warnings today due to the extreme fire danger there with the very high winds and low humidities. Fire officials are asking that all burning be delayed until conditions improve. The Elk Mound Police Department is warning people about fake money in the area. The department posted a copy of the fake bills on social media Wednesday. The fake cash has the words, "For motion picture use only," printed on the right side. Elk Mound police are encouraging people to look over the cash before they accept it. Police in Chautauqua warned people about a similar fake bill 2 weeks ago. Wisconsin's Democratic U.S. Senator wants the federal government to do something for the farmers who were left with thousands of chickens when Pure Prairie Poultry closed. Senator Tammy Baldwin sent the letter to USDA earlier this week asking if there's anything that can be done to help the Wisconsin farmers who were left with over 400,000 chickens, some of which had to be sold to the public for as little as a dollar per bird. Baldwin said in addition to the money, she's looking for potential new legislation that would help with what she's calling a farmgate emergency. Pure Prairie Poultry recently closed and left farmers in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa holding the bag for over 2.3 million chickens between the three states. An Eau Claire man has been accused of distributing methamphetamine. According to the U.S. Attorney for Western Wisconsin, 31-year-old Zha Zhang of Eau Claire has been charged with distributing 50 grams or more of methamphetamine and attempting to distribute 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. The indictment alleges that John distributed methamphetamine on July 26th, then attempted to distribute more meth on August 1st of this year. If convicted, Zhang faces up to life in prison. You're listening to WRDN News.
Aiki Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Aiki Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Aiki Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant, or call them at 715-672-5202. Aiki Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
There's a new record for the heaviest pumpkin in Wisconsin. Jim Ford grew the 2,551-pound pumpkin near Fond du Lac. Ford's huge pumpkin is now listed in the top 10 in the world for heaviest pumpkins grown this year. You won't be able to see this great pumpkin in person. It's being held on private property in Kenosha County and can't be visited. Wisconsinites consistently grow what are among the heaviest pumpkins in the nation each year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Byron bets on momentum in Vegas. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars all the time.
Eight drivers in this field today have an opportunity to win a championship.
For eight remaining drivers, what matters,
the playoffs, let's make it happen,
is the moment. Steel focus on detail.
Lock in.
Driven by heart.
Fighting our asses off.
Steered by steady hands.
Metal.
And the resolve to make a run for the ages. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, brought to you by Coca-Cola at Las Vegas, Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
With three top five finishes in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs round of 12, William Byron is on a roll heading to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. That success has allowed the Hendrick Motorsports number 24 Chevrolet team to focus their energies on the round of eight.
We've already looked at tape and reviewed our setup and started to get an idea of what we need for Vegas. So we're good there in the spring. If we can just go there with similar speed to what we did at Kansas, I think we'll be right there in the mix. It's 2 years in a row we've been able to kind of cruise through this round of 12, and that's been really nice for our team to think ahead a little bit.
To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Week 7 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in New Orleans, where the 2-4 Saints square off against the 3-3 Denver Broncos. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers wrapped up their second day of work yesterday as they continue preparing for Sunday's matchup against the Houston Texans. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft knows a battle lies ahead.
Yeah, the Texans are a great team. One of the teams top of the AFC. You know, we're going into this treating it like a playoff game. Two great teams going at it. That's the way we see it. It's nice to be able to get back to playing a four-down team rather than a five across. But the success of our offense is going to start with a run game, and that's how we're going to roll with it.
Baseball playoff doubleheader today. Game 3 of the ALCS is this afternoon just after 4 o'clock with the Yankees facing the Guardians in Cleveland. And New York leads that series 2-0. Then later tonight, the Dodgers and Mets go in New York. Game 4 of the NLCS. Dodgers up 2-1 in the series. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super-rich guys like himself. That's trillion, with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
News on football playoffs, plus the first state champs of 2024 are crowned. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. This is the final week of the high school football regular season, with loads of conference titles still up for grabs and many teams trying to work their way into the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs, after Friday night's action is complete, everyone will anxiously await the news if they got in, what their seed is, and where they've been placed on the bracket. I will once again be part of the WIAA's live bracket reveal show, which will air from 10 to 11 a.m. on several TV stations around the state. The hour-long show will be the official release point for the brackets for both 11-player and 8-player football action. You can find more information, including the stations it will air on and how to stream it, at wisports.net. While football is wrapping up its regular season, there are already state championships being decided in other fall sports. The very first state tournament of the 2024-25 season is girls golf, contested Monday and Tuesday at University Ridge in Madison. Divine Savior Holy Angels repeated as the Division I team state champ, while last year's D2 winner Prescott was elevated to D1 this season and finished second. The Division II team title went to Edgewood, its 16th. In the individual tournament, Beaver Dam sophomore McKenna Nelson claimed the D1 title in a playoff, while Belle Kongshog of Colfax Elk Mound defended her title in Division II. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt.
when you're talking about a duck decoy spread, how many spinning wing decoys is too many? How many spinning wing decoys is not enough? Both good questions, and I'll give you the answers, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
When you're setting up your decoy spread for ducks, how many spinning wing decoys should you have? Well, according to the successful hunters, three is the minimum, and you can't have too many. But they're expensive, so having three can sometimes be a trick in that decoy spread. Some I've seen only have one. But if you have a minimum number of spinning wing decoys, you should set that decoy or decoys up properly. Make sure you set them up downwind. You want that wind at your back when you're setting up your blind or positioning your boat. And you want to make sure that when you set up that spinning wing decoy, you've got it downwind far enough so that when that duck comes in to that spinning wing decoy and flares to land, you want that duck you're going to shoot to be landing about half the distance that your gun has range for. But without spinning wing decoys, a duck decoy spread is not that effective. So make sure that you get as many as you possibly can into that duck decoy spread so that you can kill some ducks this year. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On to highlight number two, with T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
24-month bill credit is eligible traded on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger. Avoid burning. But those winds will shove us to highs in the upper 60s today and the low 70s tomorrow. Save money with lower cost health insurance and better coverage. 1-800-693-9308. Right now, 66 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we are being joined by Mike Zuzlo, Global Commodity Analytics, and talking about how we're going to finish out the day's trade here today. And, you know, after starting lower across the board, we actually ended higher in most contracts of wheat, it looks like, in soybeans, just call it mixed in the corn, I guess. Before we talk about specifics, maybe just your thoughts on this thought, what about this idea of starting lower, ending with a little bit of strength? What do you think?
You know, Chad, it was one of those days where if you just kept your eyes peeled on the European wheat and on the soy meal market, those two helped direct the trade pretty much from the beginning of the trade last night all the way to the close today. And that meal market has been a big leader to the downside, mainly because I think of fears of reduced livestock demand, both in terms of China and their problems economically that the market is very tuned up on right now, and also the question mark about the two hurricanes and the damage they maybe have done to both poultry and pork production in the southeastern United States. But if you count today's lows in the lead month soy meal, the fact that we've gone three straight weeks lower, we've shaved about 13% off of the meal price in about 3 weeks of time. And what we saw on the close was the lows from the prior day and earlier this week hold up very nicely. and a very big short covering wave came in to the point now where we're actually trading higher on the week as of the pre-settlement numbers. So that was kind of the main thing, is the leader to the downside, which was pushing soybeans to be the leader in the top three exchanges to the downside. That pressure abated. I think right at the same time, we saw where the wheat market started to find a lot more firmness. And I think this is maybe something more important to the listener in terms of the longevity or the time span of how much this could help the market. Because it would seem to me with the European market in Paris closing stronger, that kind of suggested to Chicago, we've got still some issues in Russia and the Black Sea. And I think they're 100% right if they're thinking that, because at this point, we still have in my mind a wheat-led weather market that the funds are still going to have to be forced to face, and it's nowhere more important than in the Black Sea. The second thing that came in on the weather front was, and this was probably only about a half an hour before the market closed today, NOAA came out with an updated La Nina forecast specifically for the U.S. plains, and they are suggesting now that this developing La Nina is going to bring a warmer, drier pattern to central and southern U.S. plains this winter, and probably going to worsen the drought that we're already starting to see. And Reuters picked that story up and specifically talked about the top winter wheat producing area of the country, that this could face a lot bigger issues going forward. So I think these are two things that really brought the trade around.
All right. Let's come back and talk about maybe fund positions for a second. I had been reading, you know, there was a time some of the funds had been covering some of their shorts. They seem to be going back the other way. Again, what is the status of the funds, and what does it seem like or feel like their opinion of the markets are these days?
Yeah, they became a net short, a smaller net short position. In fact, in the soybeans, their net short position was less than 22,000 contracts of futures and options as of last Friday's update, Chad. And that was one of the smallest positions of net short that they've had in all of 2024. And so it looked as though they maybe were going to go ahead and do the same thing in beans that they had started to do in corn. Very similarly in corn, their fund positions had gotten cut to about 23,000, 24,000 net short contracts. Again, in fact, the smallest net short position in all of 2024. So it sure looked like between the beans and the corn, the funds were getting ready to go ahead and go net long. But I think the wheat market stopped that earlier this week, and we really lost some key support levels versus the prior weekly close in both hard red wheat and soft red wheat. And I suspect as we get to Friday's close, or we get the updated CFTC numbers on Friday that would represent as of Tuesday of this week, we'll probably see the fund net short positions get bigger in soft red, corn, and beans as well.
Okay. You mentioned has the feeling of kind of a weather market. Now, here today, as it's hot and windy in the middle part of the country, where do you think that weather market focus is? Is it here in the U.S. or is it in other growing areas?
Now, I'd say it's split between the United States hard red wheat belt, the Baltic, the Black Sea, Ukraine, Russia's wheat belt, and to a lesser degree, corn belt. And then probably Argentina has to be mentioned as well, because we saw a story yesterday about the extra cold, strong polar Antarctic winds hitting the wheat belt of Argentina, and that potentially causing, with the weather they've had so far, a significant hit to their production potential. And so I think those are the three hot spots to be watching. And I think you bring up a big point. I've talked to clients and subscribers and said, you know, the way I see this weather right now around the globe is that it's still cutting production in the wheat. And so in the wheat market, it's a practical drought, whereas with the corn and the soybeans, whether you're looking at the United States, next year's crop, maybe a little bit in the soybeans with the yields coming down because of moisture levels in parts of the Corn Belt. But I think for the most part, wheat is the practical drought, and it's really having a true impact on production around the globe, whereas maybe the corn and beans, more of a theoretical drought. We haven't really gotten to the time period yet where it's actually trimming the crop sizes yet.
All right, very good. Interesting thoughts so far. Again, we've been visiting with Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, on today's program. Coming up in the second half of the program, we'll talk a little bit more about the grains, maybe get into some of those other markets, the financials, the energies, things like that. We'll take a look at livestock as well. Coming up in the second half of the Channel Final Bell, stay tuned. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Again, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, joins us for today's program. We left the first half program on the idea of a weather market. What about the other markets, energies, metals, things like that? Are they having an impact on the grain trade this week?
Yeah, I think they are, and they continue to be. And I think this is where the wheat market is probably our best indicator, our best canary in the coal mine when it comes to what these outside macro markets are doing, Chad. We just made a roughly a three-week low in the copper market. We're making roughly the same thing, if not a little bit more, in terms of a major low in the crude oil market. And the dollar's making fresh two-month highs this week. And I think those can be mostly attributed to the issues in China. The stimulus that China is supposed to be putting forth has not met market expectations, and they've kind of been punishing the Chinese market as a result of that. And because the Chinese market and the commodity markets are so closely associated, because China is, after all, the number one commodity buyer in the world, I think that has been spillover effects into the grains, and especially in the wheat market, and beans especially too. So I think that's one leg of the stool. The other leg of the stool that's a little bit more concerning to me is this extreme volatility we're starting to see as we head towards the U.S. election. And I've started to hear more of the big money funds going after the U.S. dollar ahead of the election. But we're also seeing a lot of fund investment heading into, we think, the gold market. We made another new record high in the gold market. And so I'm sitting here, having started this in 1995, as far as watching commodity markets, and I'm thinking, okay, how can you have both a new record high in gold prices and new all-time highs in the U.S. equity markets, but be taking the crude oil and major commodity demand leaders to multi-week, multi-month lows? Something's got to give, and I think this is best explained by the international trade, the fears about who wins the election, or whether either one wins, what's it going to do to the agriculture, and what's it going to do to the commodity market as a whole. And so I think this is where, be prepared at this stage, with less than 20 days out for the U.S. elections, and then until we get to probably the inauguration in January, be prepared for historic volatility in some of these markets, and that you'll hear a lot of noise in the price action, I suspect.
Yeah, you know, and somewhat related to that, maybe a little bit closer to ag. I know a couple of national associations just put out a economic analysis of what an election, if the election goes a certain way, could we see trade tariffs or sanctions or things like that? And should we be prepared for something like that in agriculture based on this election, which is a sobering, like you said, 20 days out?
Yeah, I think we have to be, and I think that's where we really do have to look at not just 2024 bushels, but also 2025 bushels, if we can get a profitability metric set up where your gross revenue per acre is healthy. And we had that for a couple, 3 days with the November 25 beans hitting $11, and I started getting a little bit of new crop beans sold exactly because of its, A, it's profitable, and B, I don't know if the weather market's going to end in South America. But I do have to be concerned about the trade side of the equation. You know, the top things for me, other than China's economy and what they do themselves to bring themselves out of a hole economically, it's not so much about the trade relationship between the U.S. and China that concerns me. I think that's mainly been built into the price action, actually, in the grains especially. I'm more worried about Mexico and the U.S. relationship with Mexico, because look at this week, 1.6 plus million tons of corn purchased on an export sale, just a one-day export sale. So I think that and the railroad situation and that strike that could be looming again in January, these are the two biggest issues that I think are the keys to whether we have a healthy ag market or not.
Yep. All right. Wrapping up on livestock, we've seen some bigger moves in livestock earlier this week, kind of tempered here at the settlement for both cattle and hogs. What's your take on the livestock market today?
Yeah, we had a little bit of slippage in the negotiated cash market. Western Corn Belt traded just a little bit FOB at 186. So that brought down the national cash number by about $0.5. So we're still trading real close to where the October fat cattle closed, right around 186.50. So I think we're real well balanced in the fat cattle. When it comes to the feeders, they had a little bit more of a solid day, but not as nearly the volatile day that they had yesterday. I think we're up against really strong feeder cattle prices still. South Dakota, I saw four weights go for 375 today on a pretty decent sale. These kind of numbers keep the feeder cattle market buoyant, as does the box beef price. We're near the June highs in the box beef price, within, you know, $10-$15 of those June highs in choice box beef. So I think the feeder cattle market probably is a little bit more wobbly. And if the corn market turns around, I would probably expect the feeders to have another leg down potentially.
All right. Very quickly, contact information for you, Mike.
GlobalComResearch.com. It's GlobalCom with two M's, research.com.
Very good. Thank you so much, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, on today's program. Do remember, trading of commodity futures and options involves a substantial risk of loss, might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. Chad Moyer reporting.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Since 2014, our legislature has refused federal dollars to help expand health care in Wisconsin. We left well over $1 billion of our own federal tax dollars on the table. Accepting federal dollars will help rural Wisconsin and save us money. Vote for me, and I'll vote for you to ensure that we have a strong medical system in rural Wisconsin at a good price. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton for state senate.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bile-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from the nation's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Farmland sales continue to make news as, despite the downturn in farm income, prices for ag land have remained very strong. Farmers continue to make the bulk of the land purchases, but investors have been snapping up acres as well. I'll have more when we return.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Farmland values have seen a wide range of fluctuation in recent months. In Colorado, for example, a 1,200-acre farm with a wind turbine recently sold for $1,594 per acre, while in Illinois, a pair of 80-acre fields brought $16,600 per acre. Over in Iowa, 573 acres of pasture and timberland brought in $2.5 million, which averaged around $4,360 per acre. While land prices in some areas, like the Northern Plains, continue to rise, especially for irrigated cropland, declining farm incomes are starting to weigh on the market. A recent survey by the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Board found that farm income was down in the second quarter of 2024 compared to last year. This combination of rising land prices and shrinking incomes puts added pressure on farmers. But one of the biggest stories in farmland sales this month comes from a massive deal involving the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The church's real estate arm, Farmland Reserve, is purchasing 46 farms across 8 states, totaling more than 41,000 acres. The $289 million cash deal will add these properties to the church's already vast agricultural holdings, which include approximately 2.5 million acres worldwide. Farmland Reserve's purchase reflects a growing trend of institutional investors and large organizations to acquire farmland. Some critics argue that these large purchases drive up land prices, making it harder for family farms to expand or stay in business. And in Nebraska, where the church already owns over 370,000 acres, some local farmers have voiced concerns that these large acquisitions are pushing land values to unsustainable levels. But for the church, which operates these farms as part of its long-term investment strategy, the goal is clear. Doug Rose, CEO of Farmland Reserve, said, quote, "We grow food that helps feed the world, and we contribute in the communities where we live and work." I'll be back with more after this.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Yes, I've been told many times, buy farmland because they're not making any more of it. It seems as if more investors are waking up to the value of agricultural land as an asset, and those two factors, the lack of fresh supply and growing investor demand, should keep prices supported for some time to come. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the upper 40s tonight. More sunshine tomorrow and warmer, a little breezy as well. High low 70s. Slight shower chance tomorrow night. Weekend mix of sun and clouds. 70s continue. Temps stay above average to start next week. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 67 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katy did sing like a symphony. Porch swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow tree. What was that?
Come on now. You know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Somebody sweet little farmer's child. They got it in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Guitar! Now dance like a dandelion in the wind on the hill underneath the pines. Yeah, move like the river flows. Feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you and get to knowing you and get to showing you and get to loving you before the night is through. Baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Oh, country girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that. We're all alone. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Mm-hmm.
My baby and me.